our son had a condition called borderline personality disorder.
Yep.
It's akin to schizophrenia and bipolar. And he was diagnosed with that down in Esperance after self-harming and after a broken engagement. And he took pills and all sorts of stuff. And he said, Mum, I've got to get out of Esperance. So he went to Queensland and he went to a remote, absolutely remote part of Queensland. And we thought he was happy up there. He rang us every couple of days. We were very close. Anyway, we didn't know, but he got involved in Facebook. And you know, lots of friends and whatnot. Anyway, he started being bullied, but he never, ever told us. Warren never complained about anything. He never complained about pain, never complained about people hurting him. He liked to make people joke.
Yeah.
We found out after he died that he actually went through the drive-thru at Chicken Treat on a push bike. That was the sort of kid he was. But he was 27, but trapped in a 16-year-old's body, the doctor told us after he died. And anyway, one thing led to another, and he got hold of a rifle and
okay.
going pig shooting and somebody, he was being bullied on Facebook, which we found out afterwards, and somebody said to him on Facebook, oh, you're such a jerk, you know.
Hey, Wendy, before we go any further, you can protect your son's privacy. We have no interest in knowing, we have no interest in knowing how he died, but knowing that he did die is bad enough.
But he was bullied on Facebook and I guess he wanted to prove to them that he could do what they said he couldn't do, and the police were called from a place 4 hours from where he lived because they were the closest police.
Yeah.
And the thing that killed us the most with Facebook was Facebook knew 10 hours before we did.
That he'd died.
That he'd died. It was blasted all over Facebook at 11:45 Queensland time. And we didn't know. The police found us at the farm here out of Esperance at 10:30 on the Sunday night. And I can never forgive Facebook. And contrary to what that lady just said, the police have tried and tried and tried to shut his page down on Facebook. But they can't. There's nowhere to go to shut it now, and the detectives have tried. And this person and these people that were bullying him, they lived with him. They knew his disorder, but still they bullied him. And people said to him, you know, why are you still friends with these people? But he was the type of kid that wanted to be friends with everybody and wanted to reach out and help people, but he can't help anybody anymore.
Wendy, just take a breath, or you don't have to stay if you don't want to. I really appreciate you talking to us. But the bullying, was it from people he knew in Esperance, or was it from people he came to know in Queensland?
He got involved in some drugs, which we were quite shocked about, in town. And he said to me, he said, Mum, I've got to get out of Esperance. He said, it's really bad for drugs. So that's why he left.
Mm-hmm.
But these were people from Queensland that he'd got friendly with in Esperance through other people
okay.
that he knew. And so they moved back to Queensland and they talked Warren into going back up there. And Warren said, Mum, there's work up there and there's
yes.
this up there. I mean, Warren hated being out of work. He,
okay.
he loved the farming
so
life.
So he saw opportunity and a fresh start.
He went up there and because he got up there and was totally isolated and these so-called friends used him basically money-wise and emotionally-wise and all the rest of it. And then next thing, one thing led to another, and we don't know how long it was going on before because we saw him a few months before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he rang me 2 days before he died and he was bouncing off the walls. He was so excited. He was coming home for a while and we spoke to his boss who saw him on the Saturday morning and he said Warren was so excited because he was coming home the day after that he died and he was just so happy. So just at the flick of a switch, but this bullying had been going on for a little while apparently, but he just wouldn't let on to anybody that he was going through it.